No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, bro. I feel like this is the first like hot podcast that I've done of the year in the sense that I'm sweating already.
Okay.
We got the big ass lights in here. And then we got the hottest rapper in the game, Stunner for Vegas. How the fuck you doing, bro?
So you know what the fuck going on? I'm doing great, bro. How's you doing?
We were just talking about that because I feel like you and I got very, very different body compositions because you out here in a hoodie. I'm out here in a motherfucking bathing suit and I'm still sweating and you just don't even give a shit. We're like formed from very different blood types, I think.
Yeah, I'm cold, though. I got a lot of ice and shit.
So that really is cold? It really helps cool you down?
Yeah. Cool me off. I don't know about other niggas. It cool me off, too.
Bro, I just don't even understand how the fuck you came up so fast over the course of like, it feels like it's been, well, let's just say less than a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How the fuck did this happen so fast?
Working.
Yeah.
It's consistency. Shit. And don't give a fuck. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
Because I ain't give a fuck before I goddamn got with Baby and I was consistent and I was working. But when I got with him, it just goddamn. It turned me up. He turned me up, but that shit turned me up. Like, you feel me? It's all like, I got better. Better. Like, I'm better than all these niggas right now, for real, but I got, like every month or every time I'm in the studio, within them 6 months before I drop, type shit, feel me, like.
I mean, it's a crazy position for you to be in because I definitely feel like you're one of the hottest rappers coming up right now, but you also got signed by clearly, like, the breakout rapper of the year, pretty much. How did you actually form that? Let's just go straight to that. How did you meet the Baby and how did he see the vision of what you had going on? Because I'll be honest, I seen your shit and I definitely thought you were dope, but then he seen your shit and he actually like went fully like, all right, we're going into business. Let's do this shit. Which is to me is like that's a real sign that he really knew what the fuck was going on right there.
Shit. Like, okay. I was turning up, you know, cause of like you did come across my shit.
We listened to your shit on stream and I definitely was like, oh, this is hot for sure, but where were you at that point? You didn't even know the Baby at that point? Because that
I knew a year and a half ago.
Because,
like, you feel me? Everybody knew who he was around, but we ain't have a relationship, whatever. But, like, feel me? When I did it, I hit Baby up because I seen him like one of my videos that I was turning up with as, like, it was one of the ones you played on the shit, too.
Okay.
But, like, he had liked it. On the DJ page, I hit him up, like, shit, let's do the song. I said, let's do a song. He asked me what I want to pay him. I tell him, we link up, do the song. We do the song and then, like, just start chilling, like pulling up to his sessions. We ain't making songs or nothing. I'm just rapping, like, you feel me? When he start rapping, I go in there and make my own song, type shit or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I just start fucking with him. See, went on a couple shows. Like, he had already told me, he like, I want to do something with you, you feel me? He just ain't explained it then. When we got down, had the time, because we was already working how we be working now, moving the shit.
Right.
We got like a week to sit down back in the city. We got them put it in motion, made it happen. Like.
And that's like, that means that you're a real one in a million type situation, though, because like dudes do features all the time and you never like meet a dude through doing a feature and then actually fuck with him. That is such a rare thing.
Yeah, that shit crazy. I was just talking to, like, I did an interview early and she was like saying how crazy that shit was.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know is when I got them, like, signed with bruh too, like, it was like everybody was trying to say, like, you tripping, bro. Like, don't do that shit. You like about to fuck yourself. Like, I'm like,
really? What do you think people thought about him? They were like, you ain't even really like came up yet. So why are you trying to get somebody else under you?
Yeah. That's what people were saying. Like that's what everybody was trying to, like, a lot of people that be showing us love now, like, they was trying to throw little bullshit on my head, whatever. I ain't paying no attention to it, though. You feel
really?
Me? I was rocking with bro, because bro was rocking with me, regardless, like, whatever. Like, shit played out how it played out. Like, I already knew what was going on, though. Me and bro knew what was going on, you feel me? Like, he even told me, like, shit, bro, nigga, me and you can take over, like, right now. Shit, we did.
And it's because, in a weird way, you guys have, like, contrasting styles. Like, he has, like, I'm terrible at describing flows, but his flow is very, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And you got that, like, there's, like, a very different way that you guys come on the track together that is, like, it goes well together because he could have the track being laced up, but then you come on and it's, like, a different level of energy.
Like it's a oomph.
Yeah.
It's a oomph. But it's an for him too though, cause of he say shit and I say shit. You feel me? That's what it is though. Like, bro can rap, I can rap, and we don't sound alike.
And you guys both are good writers. You both will just like say some shit
we
that
don't write. We don't write.
Right? But you might not write, but you guys both say shit that is fucking smart and interesting and funny. Like every song I heard from either one of you, I just there's been at least like a couple bars that just stood out to me as like funny or just stand out, or just the way you say it just happens to like
make somebody want to repeat it.
Exactly. I mean, like, what are your main bars that you always have people quote? The I pop a perk.
You give me my stamina.
That has got to be the one they quote the most at you, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Bro, it'd be so many people walk up on me saying that shit, like.
Right.
I'd be like, damn, like, bro, so many people, like, nigga, old niggas in the airport, like. So many people.
And you're like, bro, maybe you should lay off the perks. You're 57.
No cap. People be telling me like, my nigga do perks now because he's like, you feel me? I don't even be fucking with them shits like that no more now.
Why? Did you have a period where you were fucking with them too much?
Nah. I ain't never got down being no like, you feel me? I just used to fuck with them.
But I know a lot of people that are way too into the perks.
Yeah, I know niggas now that are still into their shit like.
Yeah, it's the year of the perk. Because everybody always making memes about perks this year and shit. It used to be people talking about Zans, whatever.
I think I need percentage of all that shit. Because I'll turn perks up. No cap.
You ever see that Lil God interview?
Oh, yeah.
He asked the filmer, you want Percocet? Yeah. He helped turn it up a little bit, too.
He did.
That, but I mean, you helped brand that right there too, though, because that's what everybody says. I never personally like fucked off a perk, but people are always saying like, "Oh, you fuck off a perk, you be gone forever."
Nigga be saying like, "Bro, you don't pop a perk and get my stamina. I swear you pop one and hit something."
Yeah, that's what dudes always say. Dudes are always saying like,
I hit
"Oh yeah,
that like an animal, no cap."
Right. Because in those two bars, you like basically just like describe what that drug is good for. So it's like a full-on endorsement.
I wasn't even on that, though, you feel me? I'm just like, I wasn't thinking about it that deep, bro. Mm. I probably really had just hit something off a perk the night before.
Mm.
Got in the stew with the baby. I'm like, okay, yeah.
So what stood out to him that made you, or like, where were you even at in your career? Did you feel like you had even really got anywhere, or were you still just like struggling trying to get anybody to really pay attention to your music when you linked with him when you first came out?
No. Kyle was lit. Like, I was turned up. I was turned when he got me. Like, I just wasn't 500,000 followers lit. You feel me? But he wasn't.
Oh, you're already at that?
Nah, I'm at that now. But he wasn't at like 2 million.
Oh, right now. Yeah, yeah, okay.
He wasn't at that either. He was at like 100K, I think. When I first started fucking with him, he had just hit 100K. Like, I'm pretty sure he had just hit 100K.
He got that line. Do you relate to that line where he said, anybody who said that they found me, I was already lit when they found me. I forget exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Once you pop off, then you got everybody kind of trying to say like that they had something to do with your up, right?
Yeah, that ain't even the type nigga Bray is, though. You feel me? Like, it took him forever to say on the internet, Stunner for Vegas, my artist. You feel me? Like, we used to talk about that shit. Bray signed me way before anybody knew about it. You feel me? Like, he's posting me on his page so much and all that shit. I was telling him, like, nigga, tell him. He was like, nah, I'm going to save it for when I really, you feel me? Like, and he still don't be like, that's my artist, you feel me? Like, that nigga ain't that tight, nigga. Bro, rather see me where he at right now.
Mm. Yeah, because, like, you guys came in the store maybe a couple months ago, and Riley Reed was there, the porn star girl. And I immediately introduced her to the baby before I introduced her to you. And I was like, yeah, this is the baby. And I'm like, he's like one of the hottest rappers out right now. And then he just like, before he was even ready to take any recognition, he's like, this is Stunner from Vegas. He's the hottest rapper out right now. Like, he wasn't really trying to lap up all the attention right there. He's like, no, we're going to put it on him too. Like, I was like, that's a real one right there, because he could have very easily, a lot of rappers in that situation would just be like, yeah, let me soak all this attention up and not even pay attention to my homie.
Okay. And he could have lied. I should have tried her.
I could plug you in.
I could try to down.
Damn, is it crazy like that? Is the amount of pussy that you guys are getting exposed to right now just like ludicrous? No words.
I don't be getting pussy.
Nah.
I just be like, yeah, I ain't even gonna cap.
You just get head.
Yeah, for real. I don't be like, I'm. Feel me? Bitch got a little better than me.
Mm.
Me to have sex with her.
I feel that.
If I feel like you don't look better than me, you just got to give me head and get up out of there. Mm. Kid might hit you.
Right. Who's that?
Our DJ.
The DJ will take the scraps?
Hey, DJ, he take the scraps. He send the he send the meals. Like, you feel me? He set the plays up.
Oh, for real? Okay.
He a dog. I ain't a dog, though. I am, but I'm a goddamn. Feel me?
I mean, it's like a full-time job if you want to be really, like, soaking up even just a tiny percentage of what's available to you while you're on tour. As like, you could potentially spend all your time working on that project. Exactly. And forget about music. Forget about giving a fuck about anything else.
Nigga don't even be worried about getting pussy on tour, though. That shit be coming, like. But no cap, nigga, yeah, we could. Man, bruh.
I bet your DMs are offensive.
Hell yeah. Them bitches be tripping.
What is tour like when you guys are out there on the road? Because I've seen some crazy videos of you guys like in Delaware, like random ass locations that
crazy
I would not.
Crazy ass places, bro.
I would not think that they would have like a lit show with like bruh, 1,000
Adam,
people
no
losing
cap.
Their
in
mind.
In Delaware, no cap. A white dude was in there and he had your hoodie on.
For real?
The one with the red cat on it, I think.
I bet he's watching right now. Shout out to him.
No jumper hoodie. The same one Baby shot the video in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He
okay.
had that shit on. He followed us to like three shows after this shit, too.
For
like,
real?
What the fuck?
And, bro, that was like some
you know
mosh pit
about,
energy,
right?
bro. That,
yeah.
That looked
he was
like.
He was trying to start the mosh pit every time.
Right.
No cap. He started one in Delaware with me.
And you guys are playing like clubs that are not normally the type of place that have that kind of energy. And then they got like mosh pits going on.
Letting us throw water on them, jumping in them. Like, you feel me? Like, real concerts, bro.
Yeah.
Rock star shit. Not that, no lame ass walking across, you feel me?
Yeah.
But no offense to nobody who do shit like that. You feel me?
No, but a lot of people suck at performing, for sure. I'll say that.
Yeah.
In rap, a lot of people don't even pay any attention or any effort into like trying to stand out or trying to keep the energy going. But then
it ain't about though, like that shit ain't, we don't be trying, like that's just, you feel me? That's how bruh, that's bruh, and this me, you feel mm-hmm. me? Like,
you guys are just energetic ass dudes.
Yeah, like, I'm turned. Spent, nigga, and I'm rich. Ain't no, you feel me? I'm turned.
You feel rich turned, all of a sudden?
No, I'm rich.
How long you felt that way?
I'm rich. I'm rich, bro. I'm rich. Like,
okay,
rich.
But, okay, when's the last time you felt broke? When's the last time you were, like, looking at your financial situation and you were like, damn.
Like.
I ain't got shit right now.
Like. Probably 2-3 months before I signed.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna say I was ever like, feel me? Because I was getting money, like, I was, before I even signed a deal, I was booked, like, damn, them whole couple months, like, before I signed a deal, I was booked every day. Like, I probably had like 2 weekends off, you feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
So 6 months straight, basically, since I signed with Baby. No cap, my manager tell you, like, I was booked every day up until I signed, and that's when I told him, like, let's fall back on shows right now, because I'm gonna just kick shit with Baby right now. We on tour and all that, you feel me? But like, we can goddamn, you feel me? Like, I goddamn get booked just as much as bruh. Like, when I signed to him, he took me to like 3 or 4 shows. I got booked for my first show after like the 4th one, and then we like just 2 months straight, and I wouldn't even say 2 months, probably a month. He took me to every show. And then that next month, I couldn't go to none of his shows because I had my own.
Mm.
That next month, I probably made it to one of his, and then I had my own. You feel me?
Because you have like your own tour that you're on right now, right?
Yeah, I got
or
my own
about
tour.
To start?
It's about to start next month or the month out of it.
Yeah.
July.
That's the crazy shit about when you see rappers come up together is that there's always a moment where they realize like, oh shit, we can't do the same tours because we could go get more money doing our own thing.
Exactly. But that's what he wanted to happen.
Mm.
That's what he wanted. Like, nigga didn't want me to be his, feel me, is like what a lot of niggas do to these niggas that they sign.
Mm.
Feel me?
I know, because that is crazy to think about, is that in rap, it's like pretty normal. There's a lot of big rappers that we can think of who sign artists and then basically are like, all right, it's on you. Like, yeah. Figure shit out.
But shit, nah. I ain't gonna say that because that's what he did to me. Like, but he didn't do it like that, you feel me? Cause he got me, like, still to this day, even though like I got all them followers, whatever, nigga signed a deal, like, bruh still be on my ass, like, if I fuck up or whenever I do good, you feel me, bruh still be on my ass like 6 months ago type shit. But like, when a nigga, I will say this though, a nigga sign you and goddamn put you on this platform, it ain't on him to put you on. It's on you. You feel me? Like, nigga, they gotta fuck with you. Feel me? Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna be off, bruh. Feel me? Like,
yeah.
Because what you gonna do? Make a song with bruh? Every goddamn, you feel me? Like,
and you could be the biggest rapper in the world. Like, it don't matter. I mean, like, if you could be like Kendrick Lamar and then sign some artists and, like, you could do a new song with them every month and you could dig them on tour and still nobody gonna give a fuck. Yeah, people are gonna know who he is.
See?
But it's like, nigga, you know, people know his name, but they ain't gonna
put these niggas on, bro.
Mm.
I watched niggas done get put on, bro, and they do what I did.
All the time. By way bigger rappers, too. Because, I mean, we look at the baby like, oh, that's one of the biggest rappers to come out this year. But 6 months ago, that wasn't obvious.
Bro.
I did my fucking XXL cover prediction video like 4 months ago. And it's crazy how much rap changes in a short period of time. Because you already have to put Baby, possibly you, Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like you probably got it next year. I feel like they're going to give it to him this year and they're going to give it to you next year. Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Nas X. Already. So my list that my guess at it is already all fucked up. In like four or 5 months.
I'm gonna be that nigga in 4 or 5 months. I know a lot of niggas got down, you feel me? But that's not it with me. Niggas get into the wrong deals, you feel me? Niggas do the wrong, you feel me? I'm with, like, I don't know how this nigga in this shit right now too, though, but I'm with the hottest nigga in the game right now, you feel me? Like, and the nigga know how to, bruh.
I have these conversations, man, where I'm like, you know, I don't see the baby's shit slowing down anytime soon because I think that he's smart enough. And he's like, he's good at this shit. He's funny. He's charismatic. He's real. And he's smart enough that he's going to be able to move with the punches and be able to change his shit up, do what he needs to do. I feel like you're kind of in the same box where it's like you guys both just got like, you guys are smart enough to move with the shit accordingly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of niggas got them. But you feel me? It be like what a nigga goddamn want to do with it. You feel me? A lot of niggas get this shit, get on it, and be like, I don't really want to rap, you feel me? Shit. I know bruh fuck with, like, bruh love this shit. I love it too, you feel me? So I don't get it and goddamn fall back or slow down, you feel me? Nah. I'm ready to drop like 3 more mixtapes.
Definitely.
I just don't, feel me?
You just sort of like waiting for the right time?
I drop them shits when I want. Baby, let me too. You feel me? Cause that's the only person I gotta got. Hey, bro, it ain't even no like. You feel me? He fought. It's unless it's just some stupid shit. Like I drop a video today and try to drop another video tomorrow, and we ain't got none. You feel me? Like, but it ain't. It's bro. I'm about to drop a video tomorrow. Yes, sir.
That's how you guys think of it, huh? Is that, like, you got to just have that constant flow of just YouTube
let's
heat.
Let's fuck them up, bro. Let's keep it coming.
Because the videos is, like, a big thing with you guys, where the videos always got to be funny and just on point and just...
Interesting,
just cool. Just, like, you know, I feel like... And that's a weird thing, too, is that you guys aren't young-ass kids, but I feel like the music appeals to the young-ass kids, too, because it's very high energy.
Yeah.
It feels fun. It feels like... I seen videos of young ass kids tweaking out about y'all music.
I be seeing them shits too.
That shit's mind blowing.
I fuck with the younger crowd. When it's older crowd, niggas act tough. Be bigger fans than the kids. Won't show you. You feel me? Like, I think a lot of my tour dates is like all ages. I know that shit. That shit gonna be turnt because of that though. Nah. When I do like some shit back home and it be where. 16, 17 year olds can get in there. Bloody.
It's funny because I went to, like, earlier in this year, I went to a Blueface show that was like 21 plus, and then we did a Blueface show and it was all ages. And it was so crazy how different that shit was because there was like, you know, there's like a row of like 14 year old little kids that are all like dressed super nice and shit. And they're all just fucking raging out at the front of the stage. Like, it's so different when you see those two different categories. Whereas, like, the 21 plus show, people drinking, grinding on each other. People looking like they're about to fuck in the club.
Sometimes I ain't gonna cap though. Like, it just depends where it's at, you feel me? I ain't gonna say that because we go to a club and it's a grown people. It's gonna be, you feel me? That bitch be, like, I like performing at clubs. Like, that's not the safest one though, you feel me? That ain't the safest route to go. Like, for real, for no artists.
Because the club is going to run into somebody that's, like, an actual street dude that's going to want to do something to you or something, right?
I ain't saying that because I ain't worried about that shit, but you feel me? Like, if you want to say that, I'm just saying that shit ain't anything, bro. Police, like, I'd be more worried about police. You go to a venue, some shit, like some tour shit, they know you got damn legit, you feel me? Like, you could be a nigga getting booked for $2,500 pulling up to the club.
You're the only reason for that show happening that night, whereas like the club is going either way and you're just an artist that's coming to perform at the club.
Exactly.
And it's
the
like
club is on his own,
might be a
leave.
Bunch of cops there or whatever, it's its own thing.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with the club environment. I fuck with it though, like the love they show when we go to the club, because we always in a small ass club, probably somewhere South Carolina. Really South Carolina. I fuck with South Carolina.
Well, let me ask you that, is it just you guys or do you feel like the Carolinas are having a wave right now?
I don't want to speak on it because I don't want niggas getting their feelings.
You don't got to name anybody? Because I know that gets complicated real quick.
I wouldn't even do no like name dropping or nothing because I ain't worried about nobody. I don't even pay attention to nobody. I know Carolina's turnt, though. I know the Carolina's turnt, but I'm not saying shit. Carolina's turnt, though, yeah. I'm not saying we got a whole wave coming because everybody ain't got them, like, you feel me? You got to goddamn do that shit and be you. You can't do that shit and try to be some niggas from Atlanta or
the other hot dudes from the Carolinas right now, aka you guys. Like, nobody's gonna get popping by trying to be like you guys, but a little bit better, a little bit cooler. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from the Carolinas who be they self though, you feel me? And you could tell they got them what like that, what they doing. Is helping them, like like Black Zach from, he not from North Carolina, but he from South Carolina.
I seen that he's on your tour and you put a video out with him today.
Hey, yeah, that's my boy.
Okay. That's just your homie from growing up and shit?
Nah, I met him through, like, I met him on some music shit, like at the studio in Charlotte. Yeah, I met him at the studio, and then when I met him, that song we just dropped, I did it like right there too.
Okay.
But I had the song on my phone. I don't know how I did. I just had it on my phone. I was already listening to it. I'm like, bro, I seen him at the studio. I walked in the session like, bro, I'm trying to do that shit. Like, hell yeah, brother. And we just locked in. We just, you feel me? Bro, genuine nigga. You feel me? Like, so I just looked past some rap shit with bro, you feel me? Like, I fuck with dude on a personal level, you feel me? Like, a lot of niggas got down. You meet a rapper, it be, feel me, fake love or whatever. You know when a nigga got down, fuck with you, whatever. That's all.
Yeah.
I fuck, bro. We ain't grow up or nothing together, okay. Though.
Nah, he's good, though. I was fucking with that video you put out. When you were growing up, was there anybody in the Carolinas that you were looking at like, oh, that's a person that came up from out of here? Because, like, who do you really think of that came up out of that area? J. Cole, Charlemagne?
Yeah, bro, I swear to God, I ain't know that nigga Charlemagne was from North Carolina.
You didn't? Monk's Corner. I read his book, so I remember that. Black Privilege. Black Privilege in stores now.
Shout out my boy Charlemagne, man. Okay, my boy from the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Damn.
You didn't know that? No, because there's a video. You posted a video on your page with him talking about it, right?
Like, oh, no. I did. No. Matter of fact, I did. I just didn't know he was from the Carolinas, but I did see that. But he didn't say he was from there.
Oh, he didn't mention in that clip? Oh, okay.
He probably did on the chat. I didn't watch that, though. I just seen the clip. But I did see that. I had met Charlemagne, though, in public, and he said, like, stunner. That shit was like, I was like, damn. I walked past that nigga in the airport, like, he in the airport like a regular dude, you feel me?
Oh, that's lit that he knew who you was, because I seen a clip of him where he didn't know who Take-K was, and that was like 6 months ago. I was like, how the fuck does this dude not know who Take-K is?
See, that's crazy. Shout out to Take-K.
When you in that like mainstream position and shit.
Take-K open verses.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know who got him. I heard them all. We took the best one. That was hard. The song we did.
Oh, yeah. That shit was hard.
I heard all the other ones. That was the one that we liked the most.
That shit was raw.
Shout out to Taz Taylor and his boys. They did like 40 different versions of the beat to end up with that one. It'd be like
that. That shit was hard. But yeah, now, like, Carolinas is coming, though. Because even, like, I ain't going to down nobody. A lot of shit that come out of Carolinas be hard, you feel me? It's just that niggas got to goddamn work. They move the right way. That's all. Like, got to do the right thing. Got to tune in with the right people, get in the loop with the right people, you feel me? Like, a lot of niggas just be out here rapping, dropping videos. Like, that's what I was doing, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was rapping and dropping videos, but shit, I got in a loop.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like when you got with a baby that it made your shit hotter? Like, did he put you on, like, just how to make your music better, how to do the thing that you were doing before better? Or do you feel like you were already, hell, like, nah, ready to go?
I was like, I was ready to go type shit. He didn't mentor me on no, like, the nigga know I'm, like, he know I'm that with rapping. Like, he already knew. It's like, he signed me, and, like, that shit was, nigga ain't send me no beats or nothing. I'm, hey, bro, you trying to set up a studio session for me? Like, one of the studios you go to type shit? And he like, hell yeah, nigga. Like, Ben, once you start going to your studio, like, that's all it was. I got in a better studio. I'm getting my own beats. I'm, you feel me? I'm sending them the songs every time. He like, damn, nigga, you got them brought in the bitch. Like, he's telling me, too, every time I send him a song, like, nigga, I'm going to make you rich, bro. Watch, like.
Hell yeah. How'd you feel when you saw the video from the Louis Vuitton store? I know you wish you were there.
Yeah, I was turned, bro. Nah, I wouldn't even did that, bro. Like, bro's tight, nigga. Like, he wanted to do that by himself, bro. Like, I was turned, though. Like, he sent that shit to me. I'm like, bro, you my favorite rapper. He sent the shit to me, like, 4 hours before it happened. I swear, like, when that shit, he posted it. Never mind, I don't even want to talk about that shit. I don't even want to talk about that shit because bruh get clout, like. But
I mean, it was like a national holiday when that shit came out, though, because everybody was dying laughing at the same thing on Instagram at the same time.
Shout out to the baby.
He handled that situation. But it's like that for you guys now, where it's like maybe you guys could have moved around sort of semi-normal like 3-4 months ago, but now you guys got to be serious wherever you go, right?
We was moving like that 3-4 months ago. Okay. Every city, every state, every show, everywhere. Well, like everybody with us like the shop. You feel me? Like, so we going to every mall, 15-14 niggas deep, and every store together. You feel me? So everybody walk out. And we move as one. You feel me? And we don't go around looking for trouble. Like, shit, when it happened, it happened. But niggas don't be on.
I gotta figure out what malls you guys go to, cause like whenever I go to the mall, it's like a bunch of 12-year-old kids asking me for photos. I don't never see anybody tough at the mall.
Nah, it'd be like that.
99% of the time it's like that. Every once in a while you see somebody who wants a problem in the mall, right?
I seen somebody tough at the mall not too long ago, but it like nothing happened. But like, it depends. You feel me? Where you at?
Uh-huh.
It depends where you at. But when we in any city, we never like nothing happened in no mall. That happened at home, like.
Oh, yeah, because that was back home. Back home is where you always run into problems, huh?
I wouldn't say that. You can get into problems anywhere, but.
There's, like, more people that might be trying to pick a fight out there, I feel like. Did you have
more
a sit?
I get more love at home, though. Way more love at home. Like, when I go home, it's love. It ain't. If one person from home say the wrong thing, that. The ops might get on your ass for me, like, you feel me? Like, it's love with me.
Yeah.
No cap.
Nah, that's true. Like, where you're from is, like, where you...
I think it's because it's so small, yeah.
You got, like, the strongest, like, support base, like, where you actually are from. Like, I can see that, too. Like, where I'm from fucking New Hampshire, and whenever I talk to anybody from New Hampshire, they're just like, we can't believe that you made it up out of here, you know?
That shit crazy.
So did you have a situation outside the club where I seen somebody was trying to claim that they got one over on you recently, and then I seen you went on Instagram and basically were like, nah, nothing happened?
What I posted.
Was there a close call? Any kind of situation? Somebody tried to run up on you?
I was in Charlotte. That's where the baby from. I'm signed to the baby.
Okay.
In the store. bro, like, nothing happened, bro. Like, I don't even know that man. That man don't know me. Never seen each other in real life. That shit's totally Instagram. Like, I don't even like talking about that stupid shit, bro. Like, because that shit, no. Like, no.
But you
would have seen a video of me, something happening to me. Like, just make it make sense. Be serious.
Yeah, because, I mean, people post videos of pretty much nothing happening all the time. So if anything really happened.
You feel me? I was out there signing posters. That's what got posted, like. I was out there signing posters, but dude is whatever. I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Do you feel like it's kind of odd that it feels like some of this like negative energy follows the baby and you, despite the fact that you guys seem really, really positive, but it feels like there's been a bunch of incidents where people tried to do something. What is that? You guys just came up too fast?
Street punks. That's all it is, bro. It don't be like real niggas show love. We run it. We go to them cities like where real niggas be at, bro. Like any city, like even LA, bro. I'm telling you, like real niggas show love. Street punks do street punk shit, bro. Mm.
Clout chaser shit.
Street punks. Not even clout chaser, bro. Street punk. Nigga, one of them little niggas from back in the day who go smack the nigga and start the fight off would probably be the one to get knocked out. Right. Or something. A street punk. Like, he just wanted to say he slapped the nigga in the party. Or threw the chair and started the fight. Or you feel me? Like, street punk. Nigga don't be getting no money. Nigga ain't got no business about itself. You feel me?
But it's like kind of all of a sudden you're in like the high profile situation that you're a target. Like if somebody wants to try to make a name for themselves, like all of a sudden you're an opportunity for them. And it's like you guys, but have you guys always just kind of came with that mentality? Because you're saying that you guys were moving the same 3 or 4 months ago. It's like you knew that you had to protect yourself and you had to move the right way, because even before you got really popping off, it was still, you know, a risky situation.
Shit, if you from the streets, like, you feel me? Like, it's, nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, but there's
like,
a difference.
It wasn't nothing about no music. Like, we going to the mall 10 niggas deep if I ain't never made a song in my life. With Roz on us and all. Like, that's, you feel me? Like, that's, you feel me? Like, I don't know how to explain that. That's, I think that'd be telling on myself or some shit though. But nah, you feel me?
Nah, I got you.
I been like niggas. You feel me? It's just how you should move. Period. If you want, bruh, a normal nigga, like I don't know, bruh, but bruh could walk out here today and something could happen to him. No disrespect to you, bruh, but like, and I hope nothing happened to you. But I'm just saying, you feel me? Like,
just for like he could get God just because he's with me.
To this cameraman, bro, the nigga got a $1 billion baby shirt. Nigga would be like, "Oh, I'm on his ass."
But somebody could do something to him just to try to make a statement to you, like, "Oh, maybe I couldn't get
nigga
to you, but
him,
I got him."
Punch his ass out.
Good.
Punch his ass out straight. Pop, pop. Punch his ass out.
But it's like, you know, once you in that situation, it's like a high profile. It's like you're talking about my employee. Like, I mean, somebody. I mean,
he might punch his ass out. I'm not saying
he might punch his ass out too. Shout out to Luke, but I'm just saying,
shout out to Luke. Luke might punch your ass out too. But I'm just saying, you feel me? I'll just give you an example, of why you should move like that, like protecting yourself, bro. Anybody could try like anything, bro. This world is crazy as the bitch. Donald Trump, the president.
This is facts. How you feel about that?
<It's whatever. laughs>
Just dealing with it.
Yeah, I ain't dealing with it. Shit, I get money.
Yeah.
I ain't dealing with damn thing. I'm straight.
It's so like cliche to say, but I mean, you end up thinking that all the time. Like, man, anything is possible. Donald Trump is president.
Bro, I can be the president. That's all I know. Because that nigga was on WWE at one point in time.
Damn, that's so true.
So just know, in a couple years, everybody should vote Stunner for president. I'll make this world a better place. No cap.
Yeah.
I'll make this world a way better place.
What is your explanation for your rap name?
Shit, I'm Stunner. Like, I've been calling myself Stunner.
Okay.
When I was calling myself Stunner, I had everybody around me calling myself Stunner. My mama, my aunts, every nigga around me.
You a Birdman fan?
Nah.
No?
I just call myself Stunner. I mean, I'm a fan, but I'm not a, you feel me? Like, I didn't get it on no. I'm trying to be like Birdman, but I ain't. You feel me? It was just more, you feel me? Stunner. It was always Stunner for Vegas, though.
You didn't have a Cash Money poster? I'm the number one Stunner.
Nah, I had the Cash Money shirts, though, like. I was definitely on the Cash Money wave, you feel me? Like, I'm a Birdman fan, I just didn't get my name from.
Okay. But then where'd the Vegas part come from?
Like, just how me and my brothers was living, like risky, take chances type shit. It was, like, feel me? It makes sense if you know.
Y'all were taking chances.
It ain't just that, though, bro. It's like, it's just some young nigga shit, bro. And I was the only one that kept it going, bro. I blew up, and my name's Stunner for Vegas.
How old are you right now?
23.
Okay. So
I've been calling myself Stunner though for a long ass time.
When you look back at the stuff that you were doing when you were a teenager and shit, are you like, holy fuck, I made it out? Like, I could have easily got arrested. I could easily be doing 10, 20 years right now.
Yeah.
That's got to feel crazy, right? And now is your moment. Now's your opportunity. Now is where, like, you know, that's crazy. Yeah, that's actually kind of deep to think about.
Hell nah. Yeah, bro. I'd be like, that shit is like a blessing, bro. So, because the Salisbury ain't, bro, like, people don't really know about Salisbury at all either.
Uh-huh.
That shit is like really a lynch town, bro. Like,
really?
No cap. Okay, it's a lynch town. And it's like a historic town in North Carolina. But it's like, it's not known like Greensboro, Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham shit, you feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
Salisbury got some of the hardest shit in North Carolina right now, too, no cap.
Really?
Not just me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where it's coming from?
If you ask me, yeah. I mean, and Baby, 704 Chop, Rich Dunk from Charlotte. Other than that, if you ask me, Salisbury, like, I'm going to make it happen, though, you feel me? I'm going to make it happen. It's a lot of shit going on in Salisbury.
All right. Man, I got in a car accident in Rocky Mount, and I was fucked up in the hotel, like, with my homie. Like, we got in a car accident because it snowed.
Ain't that a 2x2? It go down to Rocky Mount, though.
I don't know. I was on the highway, and then we got fucking towed off of the highway because we got in this crazy-ass car accident at, like, 3 in the morning, fucked his fucking mom's car up when I was, like, 19. And then we took a bus back home to.
You was down there trying to hit one of them ratchet hoes and rock him out.
No, I wish. We fucking were just driving, and then, like, it rained, and then the ground turned to ice, and we didn't know, and all the cars are slowing down in front of me, and I'm just driving fast as fuck. I'm not slowing down at all. And then when I hit on the brakes, it hit like an 18-wheeler from behind. Terrible. That's my main North Carolina experience. I was shook up.
You gotta come to the Berry. We'll give you a better experience.
The Berry. I'm ready to go to the Berry. When I first heard you say Salisbury, I thought you were about to say something about, like, Salisbury steak.
Nah.
Nah.
Shit ain't got nothing to do with us.
How you like your steak? Have you made it that far into this rich life yet?
Yeah, but, like, I don't really like eating that shit, bro.
Really?
No cap. I go to Longhorn, eat chicken parmesan, and fries. Shout out my boy Jet. He put me on.
So you'll get a steak just because you know that's supposed to be some rich shit?
I eat some steak, though. Hell yeah, nigga, tell me go buy some steak. I'll buy some steak, nigga. Go buy for my mama or some shit. But yeah, that shit ain't, bro. That shit ain't appealing to me, bro.
Okay.
I think because I don't look, like, bro, I can have $1 million, I'll still go eat it at McDonald's.
Really?
Swear to God.
I used to be like that. No, not really.
Nah, I will, bro. I pass a McDonald's and it look clean enough outside, I'm eating there.
Yeah, right. The McDonald's is always where the junkies fucking congregate.
Up here, yeah.
Out here for sure, yeah.
Salisbury, them bitches look clean as hell. yeah. No cap.
You got to watch out for the donut shops out here. The donut shops always where the crackheads are at.
Yeah, I seen hella them at Dunkin' today.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave one of them some money, too.
I used to live in Long Beach, and we were right next to the donut shop. And there was, like, two dudes who sold crack that lived next door to us. And the donut shop was, like, the waiting area for the crack shop. So they would just be walking back and forth selling crack all day. These were our next-door neighbors. Mm. You walk outside at, like, 10 in the morning, there'd just be just junkies just roaming around all in our front yard. Cops come in, arrest those dudes, boom, never saw any again. Crazy. Fix the whole neighborhood up by arresting two dudes. What do you got planned? What's coming up for you? Besides smoking this massive blunt.
I'm about to try the shit out of me. Better be that fire.
Oh, that's the weed pen, actually. It looks like a blunt, but you pull that little piece of plastic out of the top, and then you pull that other piece off on the end. This is a real blunt with keef all over the outside. But that one's a weed pen I gave you by accident. Anybody want a weed pen?
Yeah, Vonnie smoked the weed pen. Shout out my boy, Vonnie.
Shout out to Bear Woods.
But, shit, I got hella shit on the way. I got the Big Photons tour on the way.
Okay.
You know, I got some new, I'm about to drop some, like, I'm probably about to drop another project for y'all. Just to go ahead and feel me. Like, let y'all know how I'm coming. Because Big Photons was to let folks know how I'm coming. But, feel me? We could dwell on it, but I don't want to. We could dwell on it, though, but, like, I feel like I give them another one. I give them enough music to get down. This shit got some fucking stupid ass shit right here.
Yeah, a piece of foam to keep it in place or some shit.
Yeah, they putting this shit together, ain't they? But, yeah, like I said, I don't want to dwell on it, so.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna drop another project, but Big Four Times tour on the way. We still gonna put, even when I drop my other one, I'm gonna push Big Four Times, like, feel me? I'm gonna just give them enough music to go listen to on album music and leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
I have been rapping long enough and had my own following and fan base though to be dropping on Apple and shit for them, you feel me? I just be, hey, baby, bro, I'm about to drop in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Da-da-da. All right. Let's go, you feel me? You just be that.
I feel like you're in a rare position right now, too, because you're one of the dudes that dudes come to when they need a feature right now.
What? I'm telling you.
Because they know you got that energy. They know you could power their track up. I'm telling you. They're trying to get you to pop a perk on their song.
I ran up 100 before I signed our feature.
You ran off 100K in features before you signed? I can imagine it. How much does somebody got to offer you to get your attention at this point with a feature?
Ten bands
will get your attention. Ten. If it's Justin Bieber, they got to do 20.
I'll do a song with Justin Bieber for free.
That's real. Keep it real for the streets.
And I'll take him to the Barry and we'll shoot the video. Let him put some eaters on him. Change his life, no cap.
I mean, he's the one who got he got activist banned. Justin Bieber, that's what they say.
I heard somebody diss him. Matter of fact, because I heard like a rapper diss him for this.
Do you guys be doing drugs like that? You drink lean? No. Not really. I feel like we'd hear about it more if you guys were like doing drugs all the time.
Yeah, I rap about it like I used to. You feel me? If you listen to them, like when I. Yeah, but like, nah.
You used to fuck around a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to drink heavy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, heavy, too. But you feel me? In North Carolina, you also not going to run into the shit y'all run into out here, you feel me?
Mm.
Yeah, the, like, perks and shit like that. But, like, drink, man. I know what I was selling niggas at one point in time, so you hear me? I wouldn't.
You were selling cut drank?
I wouldn't.
I just met a doctor the other day, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, I got to figure out at what point I'm going to ask this dude for a prescription.
I don't know if that shit no gas or not, bro.
You don't trust it?
Like, I don't taste shit.
You don't?
That shit probably going to creep up on me.
Hey, the room can test it.
Yeah, that's where I'm gonna beat each other. You pass.
By the time it gets back to
man,
you,
man,
Ryan,
hit
like,
that shit, fool.
you make your friend smoke?
Like nah, bro is a bad influence.
Who's the worst influence? Are you influencing the baby to behave worse, or is he influencing you to behave worse?
We don't influence each other.
You guys just both fucked up.
To get money. And go harder, no cap. Like, I do a hard song, I'm gonna send it to him. Some shit that ain't out. Yeah, that's how I feel. But, like, some shit that ain't out or whatever, he gonna send me something like a couple days. That's gonna make me think, like, damn, I gotta get back in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, good competition.
For sure. Anybody you want to shout out? Anything we got to say before we wrap this up and go smoke more weed?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out my boy, Adam.
Hey.
What the fuck going on?
Hey.
Shout out my boy, Vonnie. He in here with me. Shout out my boy, Menace. He in here with me. Shout out my boy, Kid. He in here with me. Shout out my boy, Ron. He in here with me. Shout out my boy, Fat Dave. You know the fuck going on. Follow Fat Dave. Everybody in this bitch, follow at the real Fat Dave. I promise you that nigga... Like, that's next out of North Carolina.
Fat Dave? I got to check him out now.
Yeah. You going to love him. You going to love him.
Okay.
For a fact, my right hand. Like, I'll show you when we leave before we, you feel me? You going to love him. But, yeah, shout out to every feature, goddamn, that was on my album, too. Because them niggas did that
serious
shit.
Serious features.
Hell, yeah.
Offset, who else?
Offset, Nudie.
Oh, yeah.
NLE, Baby. That's home team, though. That's, like, locked down forever. And Dirt. Yeah, them was
Dirk.
Like, and it was all like, feel me, it wasn't no rap nigga shit. It was, look, bro, you hard. I'm like, appreciate it, bro. What's up? I'm about to drop a tape. You trying to goddamn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, send it to me.
A year ago? you probably wouldn't have believed it if somebody was like, yeah, you have like Offset just fucking with you like that.
Bro, Offset fuck with me, bro. That shit be fucking me up how that nigga fuck with me.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
Those dudes are like low-key A&Rs because they. I realized that at one point is that Migos like know about all the hot music coming up out of L.A., out of wherever. They just don't be like shouting everybody out and exposing everybody because they're, you know. Their voice is so big that it's like if they were to just shout somebody out.
Yeah, they had to shout the whole world out.
For real.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for a shout out though, like just because of the love brush, like Offset to show me, like, like call me, give me real game. He sees some stupid shit going on my Instagram or anything, like, feel me? Like, shit a nigga don't, like, at his level gotta do.
Yeah.
That's why I said that shit fucked me up, how that nigga fucked with me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to every feature on the tape, man. Shout out to the team, $1 million Baby Entertainment, man. Shout out to all my bros. Free my little brother Glow. Free my nigga Duop. Free Whammy. I'm the richest op you got, stupid niggas. Big four times, big 41. I'm on no jumper, flexing.
Rolling blunts just like that. You don't even gotta roll it. I seen you with that machine last night. You were tripped out.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, though. I need one of them bitches, CB. But I don't roll blunts.
For the people who out there don't know, like, ever since I've known Pump, well, not ever since I've known Pump, but, like, Pump and them got this little roller thing. A lot of people probably know about
Pump
it.
Out here.
Pump? I don't know where he is right now. But, like, that's his, like, engineer, like, producer that he works with, CB. And, like, they've been using that thing, and they always will have these giant-ass blunts. And I realized at some point, like, oh, they're not rolling those. They just got the little machine that they put it in, and it pops out like a perfect big fat ass blunt. And I looked at your Instagram story last night and you were seeing it for the first time, tripped out like, what the fuck, this blunt is crazy.
Cause bro had it and bro cannot roll.
Oh, okay.
Cannot roll. I'm looking at that shit like, bro, I ain't say that to him because I was recording. I'm smoking and I'm looking at it like, bro, that nigga Menace is on some shit right now. And your boy showed me that.
That's crazy. It's like, damn, you could just be having
blunts. Hey, I'm on no jumper. I'm gonna call you when I leave here.
Okay.
Who's that?
LA Jones.
Oh shit. All right. Well, hey, stunning for Vegas. I'm glad we got to do this.
Shout out to Adam again for bringing me out here. You know the fuck going on, man. $1 million Baby Entertainment. Shout out my dog Joey IE.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Interscope.
Oh yeah, shout out to Interscope.
You know what's going on. On the Raj Young Alive. Go down a little big four times right now, stupid.
Hey, stunning for Vegas in the building.
Yeah, Adam smoking big dope.
We're about to go smoke more too.
Yeah, smoke you.
No jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Stunning for Vegas.